to operate a transmitter with a power input of 200 watts in the 160, 8040, 2014, and 10 meter bands, and it isn't allowed to use a microphone. What I'd like to point out here is that not all our hams are young people. Where is Mr. Alexei Rekhov? I read about him a short while ago, and he's a middle-aged chap. He's been at the hobby for almost 30 years, and his call letters are YAZBQ. And he's contacted more than 1,000 hams in the United States, and he says he particularly remembers the contact he made with W8HGW in Ohio, W7AMX in Seattle, and two women shortwave fans in the United States, K6ENL, Aleta Tesh of California, and W6UHA in Los Angeles. All right, now the next letter. Eugene Zach of Lynn, Massachusetts. He would like information on a coming Soviet exhibit to New York this summer. What is the opening date?
Well, the exhibition opens June the 30th and goes on to the 10th of August.
Where is it being held?
At the Coliseum in New York.
Would it be open for 7 days per week?
Yes.
At what time will it open its doors, and when will it close in the evening?
Well, at present, the arrangement has been made for the opening at 10 in the morning and closing at 10 at night. And there may be some changes on the spot.
Now, there's another question. Will there be articles for sale, as there were in the Brussels Fair exhibit?
No sales of any kind.
What is the similar exhibit to that shown in Brussels?
Well, part of the exhibit that was shown at Brussels will also be shown in New York, primarily the prize winners. The rest of the exhibits will cover about 10,000 in all.
Will any artists or special films come to New York with the exhibit?
Well, one of the groups that's going in conjunction with the exhibit is the Kapitsky Russian Folk Chorus. It's one of the largest Russian folk companies in the Soviet Union, and it's composed of singers, dancers, and musicians.
Anything else?
Yes, I'm also going to show our Cinerama Travelog called Wide Is My Country.
And another picture called The Magic Mirror, and incidentally, they're both going to be shown at the Amelia Theater in New York.
Will there be an admission charge?
Yes, 50 cents for children and $1 for grown-ups.
And that brings us to the end of Moscow Mailbag for today. You must have many questions about the Soviet Union. The best thing to do is get first-hand information directly from us. Just write to Moscow Mailbag, Radio Moscow, Moscow, the USSR. You couldn't do better than write us that letter. Moscow Mailbag is on the air every Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. And now, on behalf of Annabelle Bukhar and Joe Adamov, this is Sergei Rudin wishing you all good listening. next hour.
First, the computer which the future meets the Soviet youth. After that, a Moscow engineer replies to Americans who read about him in Look magazine. Then on the hour, we bring you the news, followed by a 15-minute interlude of music. That was the program from Radio Moscow for the next hour. Meet the Soviet youth. If you like sports, music, and dancing.
Night, everybody. The Amos and Andy Music Hall will be presented again Monday night at the same time. This is Jim Amici inviting you to join us every night, Monday through Friday. The Amos and Andy Music Hall is produced and directed by Cliff Howell. Executive producers, Joe Conley and Bob Mosher.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
And now CBS News Analysis with Eric Zevereit, presented by Al.
This is Eric Zevereit with News Analysis. In his 6 years as Democratic leader of the United States Senate, Lyndon Johnson of Texas has enjoyed a remarkably good press. More than that, he has usually come off well as a conversation piece. His cheeks have rarely burned from the hot winds of criticism. So it seemed sensational news to this somewhat ingrown capital city when Wisconsin's freshman Senator Proxmire began a series of open attacks on the Johnson brand of leadership some weeks ago. Johnson did not answer, at least in public. He didn't really have to. But the Proxmire spurring...